everything moving freely, flowing. So let's take a trip.
Got a soft spot in my heart
around some
Texas,
of those
baby.
Texas topics.
Texas is my home.
So Lone Star Love, we get you up to date on the state of our state. Well, firmly in July. July 1st was yesterday. So that meant a bunch of new laws went into effect. And some new ones were signed. That would include Governor Abbott signed Senate Bill 261, and it makes Texas the 7th U.S. state to ban the sale and distribution of lab-grown meat. Yeah. For a period of 2 years, though. So this starts September 1st, so we'll have it for the next 2 years, completely banned lab-grown meat. Then also, the paper plates era has come to an end. And the dealerships are thrilled about this. And even better is the Texas Department of Transportation, who already says, even though car dealerships are no longer going to be able to issue paper license plate, we've got a big backlog on trying to get you the real license plates in the meantime. Oh. So they're just going to wing it. They're just going to be like, yeah, just go on out there and see what happens. It's all right. We're trying to lab grow some license plates, maybe. Yeah, they created four limited-use metal plates, so anyone who purchases a car is going to have a, before July 1st, has a 60-day grace period on the thing. So no more paper plates. And I don't know what the Ultimas of the area are going to do, because that's pretty much all you ever see there.
Oh, why has that happened?
I don't know. We've got questions. You know, Elon always playing games in the sky. Independence Day, no exception. The city of Starbase, Texas. We'll be holding a big fireworks show on Friday night right near the SpaceX launch pad and Boca Chica Beach. In true Starbase style, it's very well planned out. We'll begin at 9:20 in the evening. 400 people expected to attend. And even politicians like Senator Adam Hinojosa and Representative Janie Lopez will be popping by. No word if Mr. Musk will be in attendance.
They are good at blowing stuff up. That's for sure.
Amen.
There you go. Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Attaboy.
She knows.
Got a 4th of July birthday, so a little early in advance, but congratulations on their 90th. The great Joe T's. Joe T. Garcia's turns 90 years old as a restaurant and now very much a Fort Worth institution, of course. And it's one of the, overall, in America, one of the oldest and largest and continuously open and busiest restaurants still do. So in the midst of all the restaurant closures that you read about and doom scroll and things like that, I swear that's like 90% of what the Fort Worth Star-Telegram puts out there now.
I know. It's very...
You know that restaurant you never went to and never heard about? They're closed.
Oh, why does that happen?
But there's a new one
nobody
that
ever heard about
on quiche.
It. So it actually started off in 1935 as a barbecue market.
Oh.
Yeah. But one day, I believe, the original proprietor was sick. So his wife showed up and then just started serving some of her homemade recipes. Mexican food. So and they're like, this is good. Let's do this.
So the missus took over.
And then let's never, ever accept debit cards or credit cards. Because, yeah, that's true. Still cash only. 90 years. Happy birthday, Joe T's.
So Austin may be trying to keep it weird, but they need to step aside. Because San Marcos just made the cut for the best hippie town in Texas.
Okay.
Now, this is not the first time for a variety of reasons. They've got Texas State close by, a big art scene of coffee shops, because everybody, apparently hippies and coffee go together. I guess that's a thing. It was also a big hub for the peace and love movement of the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And a lot of those folks just never went anywhere else.
Congratulations, San Marcos there. I also got the river going through it, stuff like that. Now, a hippie is far different than a hipster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They do get along, but that's just because the hippie is cool, man.
Well, yeah, and then there's the skinny jeans, which are nothing like jorts.
So the Netflix trailer, and it comes out, I believe, August 9th, full on. It'll be 10 episodes. It is We Do It Our Way, Baby. That is the Netflix Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys documentary. But the trailer dropped a couple of days ago about it. And it's called America's Team. The Gambler and His Cowboys.
Oh. The Gambler.
Again, tell us something new that we don't know already, okay? And they almost did something new last night. Rangers almost made history. Boy, is that not the story of your Texas Rangers. It would have been the first. They tied something that hasn't been done since 1908. And that was by the 1908 Detroit Tigers.
Oh, boy.
And it is the most consecutive games to go into extra innings.
Mm.
So they could have made it five in a row last night. Detroit set it back with four games in a row of extra innings. But in regulation time, they beat the tar out of the Baltimore Orioles at home last night, 10-2. So we got the win. We Woo! Missed the record, but we tied it. And they've got a new city logo. Aledo has unveiled it, the new city logo, marking the first major update to its logo, they say, in decades. A refreshed design reflects the city's deep-rooted heritage. So it's inspired, they say, by a cattle brand, and it draws from Aledo's agriculture and Western legacy. It is a circle. It's brown in the middle, and then you have in black in the circle an A. Mm-hmm. And you know where the cross thing is on the A? You know, right there?
Yeah.
It looks like, they say it's a brand, but it looks like longhorns that go through it. Right there. And then it says 1882 underneath it. And the first comment that I saw on it is exactly the first thing I thought, too. It looks like straight out of Yellowstone. I mean, almost font-like color scheme. And that little Longhorn brand, it looks like... So I guess Alito's now part of the Taylor Sheridan universe.
You know, when I leave in the morning some days,
yeah,
and up in like the fancy neighborhoods where they film some of the pool scenes, I see the big old trucks going right through there. So,
there it is. They don't,
Taylor, you're contagious.
They don't say anything about this being influenced or inspired by anything Sheridan universe like, but yeah, okay. Anyway, it's a good looking thing. Like the new Aledo City logo. And be careful. You may be written into like some season 6 subplot that you're not
waking
aware
up
of.
With KB and Heather Lee.